When a man casts away all the desires that arise in the mind, Partha, and is content in the self through the self alone, then he is said to be one of steady understanding. One whose mind is not troubled in sorrows, who is free of longing amid pleasures, from whom passion, fear, and anger have departed, that sage of steady wisdom is called one who is silent within. One who is unattached everywhere, who neither rejoices nor is repelled upon obtaining this or that, whether good or bad, that person's understanding is firmly established. And when, like a tortoise drawing in its limbs from every side, this person withdraws the senses from their objects, that person's understanding is firmly established. The objects of the senses turn away from the embodied self that abstains from feeding them, save for the taste for them, but even that taste turns away once the self has seen the highest. For even in the case of a wise person who strives, son of Kunti, the turbulent senses can forcibly carry away the mind. Having restrained all of them, one should sit disciplined, devoted to me as the highest. For one whose senses are under control, that person's understanding is firmly established. In a man dwelling on the objects of the senses, attachment to them arises. From attachment arises desire, and from desire arises anger. From anger comes delusion, and from delusion, confusion of memory. From the confusion of memory, the ruin of understanding. And from the ruin of understanding, the man perishes. But one who moves among the objects of the senses with senses under one's own control, free from attraction and aversion, self-governed, attains clarity of mind. In that clarity, all his sorrows come to an end, for the understanding of one whose mind is clear soon becomes steady. There is no understanding for the undisciplined, and no power of concentration for the undisciplined. For one without concentration there is no peace, and for one without peace how can there be happiness? For when the mind runs after the wandering senses, it carries away one's understanding, just as the wind carries away a ship upon the water. Therefore, mighty armed, that person whose senses are wholly restrained from their objects, that person's understanding is firmly established. What is night for all beings, in that the self-controlled one is awake, and what is waking for all beings, that is night for the sage who sees. As the waters enter the ocean, which remains full and unmoved in its depths, so too the one whom all desires enter in like manner attains peace, not the one who longs for desires. The man who abandons all desires and moves without longing, without the sense of mind and without egotism, attains peace. This is the state of being grounded in Brahman Partha. Having attained it, one is no longer deluded. Standing in it, even at the hour of death, one reaches the extinction that is Brahman.
Chapter 3, The Yoga of Action.
If you consider understanding superior to action, Janardana, then why do you urge me to this terrible action, Keshava? With seemingly contradictory words, you appear to confuse my understanding. Tell me the one path with certainty, by which I may attain what is best.
In this world, blameless one, a twofold path has been taught by me since ancient times. The path of knowledge for followers of Sankhya, and the path of action for followers of yoga. A man does not attain freedom from action merely by abstaining from action, nor does he reach perfection through renunciation alone. For no one ever remains, even for an instant, without performing action. Everyone is made to act helplessly by the gunas born of nature. One who restrains the organs of action but sits dwelling in the mind on the objects of the senses, whose self is deluded, is called a hypocrite. But one who controls the senses with the mind, Arjuna, and undertakes the discipline of action with the organs of action, unattached, that person is superior. Perform your appointed action, for action is better than inaction. Even the maintenance of your body would not be accomplished through inaction. This world is bound by action, except when action is done for the sake of sacrifice. For that purpose, son of Kunti, perform action free from attachment. Having created creatures together with sacrifice in the beginning, Prajapati said, "By this shall you multiply, let this be the cow that grants your desires. Nourish the gods with this and let the gods nourish you. Nourishing one another, you shall attain the highest good. Nourished by sacrifice, the gods will indeed grant you the enjoyments you desire. One who enjoys what is given by them without offering anything in return is truly a thief. The good who eat what remains after sacrifice are freed from all sins, but the wicked who cook only for their own sake eat sin. From food beings come into existence, from rain food arises, from sacrifice rain arises, and sacrifice arises from action. Know that action arises from Brahman, and Brahman arises from the imperishable. Therefore the all-pervading Brahman is ever established in sacrifice. One who does not follow here in this world, this wheel thus set in motion, living sinfully, delighting in the senses, that person lives in vain, Partha. But for the man who delights only in the self, who is satisfied in the self, and content only in the self, For him there is nothing that needs to be done. He has no purpose to serve here by action performed, nor any by action left undone, nor does he depend for any purpose on any being. Therefore, always unattached, perform the action that must be done, for a man performing action without attachment attains the highest. By action alone did Janaka and others attain perfection. You should perform action also with regard to holding the world together. Whatever the best of men does, other men do as well. Whatever standard he sets, the world follows. There is nothing in the three worlds, Partha, that I must do, nothing unattained that must be attained, yet still I engage in action. For if I did not engage tirelessly in action, men would follow my path in every way, Partha. These worlds would perish if I did not perform action. I would become the cause of the mingling of castes, and I would be the ruin of these creatures. As the ignorant act with attachment to action, descendant of Bharata, so should the wise act without attachment, seeking to hold the world together. The wise should not unsettle the understanding of the ignorant who are attached to action. Rather, joined in discipline, he should encourage them to perform all their actions. Actions are performed in every way by the gunas of nature. One whose self is deluded by egotism thinks, I am the doer. But one who knows the truth, mighty armed, about the distinction between the gunas and their actions, understanding that it is the gunas acting upon the gunas, does not become attached. Those deluded by the gunas of nature become attached to the actions of the gunas. But the one who knows the whole should not unsettle those of little understanding, who know only in part.